Run, 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 run. Hey, let's do an OBG to get us out of here. A little preview of what's coming for the next 5 hours. Del Shankbone here. This is Brad Fields saying that if in your day, just if you can find the time, save one little thought for me. Bye-bye for now, everybody. Have a wonderful and a very safe weekend. I'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock on the AM and FM side of WDRC. The news at noon. They try to keep us far apart. That's Del Shannon to News Time with Michael Millard reporting on WDRC-FM.
Number one and only WDRC in Hartford.
AM and FM.
Time for Here With This News.
69 degrees, the weather eye sees rain. In Ear Witness News, here's of another trial. Mike Millard reporting. A Navy court-martial at America's sub-base in Scotland has ended with the sentencing of a sailor to 6 months at hard labor. 25-year-old Gary Ledbetter was convicted of handing a training booklet on a submarine pipe fitting to a Scottish bookmaker. The bookmaker passed the booklet on to East Germany. The trial verdict comes on the heels of another spy scandal in which two U.S. Army sergeants charged with conspiring to hand over defense information to the Soviets. The Pentagon says 38-year-old Sergeant Ulysses Harris and 31-year-old Staff Sergeant Leonard Safford were arrested last weekend on the espionage charges. Here in the Ear Witness News area, the city of Hartford is officially in a period of mourning today for the shooting death yesterday evening of Patrolman Harvey Young. Young was killed as he attempted to arrest 35-year-old Robert Delgado on a breach of the peace warrant. Today, Delgado's in Hartford Hospital in satisfactory condition, the result of a bullet wound from the policeman's revolver at the height of the scuffle yesterday. City detectives say Delgado's arraignment on murder charges is still pending. A 3-foot layer of mud is oozing through the plush resort area of Lake Tahoe, Nevada today. No injuries reported in the flooding brought on by heavy thunderstorms, but several homes have been damaged, many highways blocked. The Army Corps of Engineers, helping to unravel the damage from flooding in the Fairbanks, Alaska area, has confirmed earlier damage estimates. $178 million worth of damage was done. 4 people were killed and 1 is still missing. After a day of talking with people in New York slums, Massachusetts Senator Edward Brooks says the nation's ghettos are battle zones that deserve priority over Vietnam. Brooks also had a chance to talk with big city mayor John Lindsay, the number 2 man on the president's Urban Advisory Commission. 22 South Vietnamese lost their lives in the Mekong Delta today when a jam-packed bus was blown up by terrorists near a campaign rally. The truck was apparently not headed for the rally, but became another part of the growing terror campaign by communists trying to sabotage the coming September elections. Jeering Chinese staged another mob demonstration today in beleaguered Hong Kong. British riot police used tear gas to disperse the throng and arrested 4 people. WDRC News Time, 12:02.
New Britain Oil Company's 3-day Carnival of Values ends this Saturday. So don't miss all the fantastic deals on Lee Tires at New Britain Oil Company, the mobile service station on New Britain Avenue, the corner of South Street in the Elmwood section of West Hartford. Through Saturday, August 26th, you can purchase now Lee Tires. Discontinued designs and seconds in assorted sizes as low as $9.95 plus $1.93 federal tax for a black wall, 700 by 13 size. Also, a limited quantity of Lee White Walls at $8.85 by 14 and $8.85 by 15 sizes for just $19.95, plus federal tax. This Carnival of Values is a once-in-a-lifetime tire spectacular that positively ends this Saturday. The Britain Oil Company features the Lee GT300, a highly rated high-performance tire with polyester cord. Truly the finest tire you can put on your car. During the Britain Oil Company's 3-day Carnival of Values, there's free refreshments, free balloons, free gasoline, free wheel balance, and Motorola TV being given away as prizes at New Britain Oil, your Lee dealer on New Britain Avenue in the Elmwood section of West Hartford.
Technicians at Cape Kennedy are moving the world's most powerful rocket to a new launching pad. The Saturn V, riding a giant flatbed the size of a baseball diamond, is being moved to the Oceanside launch pad, where it'll undergo another 6 weeks of testing. Mike Millard, Ear Witness News, Hartford.
WDRC Weather Eye.
Present temperature 69. Mostly cloudy and humid this afternoon with some early evening thundershowers, fog and light drizzle tonight with a low in the 60s. It'll be partly cloudy, warm and humid tomorrow. Some afternoon thundershowers, a high near 80.
Repeating the Big D, Big Story.
Another military spy scandal sends a sailor to 6 months of hard labor. Repeating the temperature at 69. Big D degree.
It's summertime, summertime.
Summertime all the time. The all-time hits are played from the Big D Summertime Hit Parade. Summer new, summer old, like this. Great sound of summer gold.
Oh, it's golden all these days. What do you know?
And now, here he is. My hero.
Bradfield?
Don Burns.
I figured.
Do you wanna have fun?
Even the White Knight couldn't
How
get Don Burns clean. I
can show you a...
Welcome to Golden Oldies Day!
WDRC in Hartford!
Oh, how about that to start off? That'll drive you out of your tree, right? Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Burns of Go-Go, the Saturday scene at Big D, Golden Oldies Day. Some of the best oldies of all times right here on 102.9 FM. We got them for you all afternoon.
WDRC in Hartford.
One, two, three.
Yeah, baby.
One, two, three.
Wilson, pick it now. Do it, Wilson. How about you? You like it?
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, so happy. Wilson Pickett, Land of a Thousand Dances, everyone. And I'm not going to try to guess the years on the songs that I don't know. And if I say a year wrong, please forgive me, because sometimes they come so closely, or at the end of one year and the beginning of another year, that it's rather difficult to get it right, straight, you know, especially when you're as stupid as I am. It's 12 minutes past 12 o'clock, 69 Big D degrees in the Burns of Go-Go. Welcome. If you're just joining us, today is Feedback Day. Golden Oldies Day here on the Big D. Some of the best oldies of all times right here on the Burns of Go-Go. All the way till 5 o'clock, only the solid gold sounds that you like the best. And here right now, much as I hate to do it and ruin the show, we have to do the, you know, we have to do the public service. Otherwise, the Federal Communications Commission will revoke our license. Yes. Here's a word from your community station, Channel 24. The first meeting of Joe King Oliver and Jelly Roll Morton Jazz Kings is recreated on New Orleans Jazz tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on your community station, Channel 24 in Hartford. This announcement presented as a public service by WDRC Radio on behalf of Channel 24. That's educational TV.
TGIF.
Yes, sir.
Thank goodness it's fun with WDRC in Hartford.
On the Burns of Go-Go now. 13 minutes past 12 o'clock. These are the happenings.
I'll be alone each and every night. WDRC in Hartford.
Five Americans, everyone, from earlier this year. Sound of Western Union is 17 past noon of the Burns to Go-Go Summer Gold Time.
WDRC in Hartford.
Oh, I dig this so much. These are the Beach Boys. Please, let me work. 69 degrees now, 17 past noon. Golden Oldies Day. I'm the Big Day. Ah, yes, there's Sandy, and there's... Yes.
Who will be the king of Big D?
Kind of a drag.
Yes, it'll be a different kind of a drag when the big drags, Joey Reynolds and Sandy Beach, make tires screech this Sunday at Connecticut Dragway. Sandy says his new morning show on Big D has more fans than Joey has at night. This Sunday, Sandy and Joey will settle the fight by running off at the track instead of the mouth at Connecticut Dragway. Look out for bumps and bangs when Reynolds and Beach barrel out in their Williams Ford Mustangs.
Go, go, go!
Who will win? Put Reynolds or Beach on a postcard and send the card in to Big Big Track. WDRC 750 Main Street, Hartford. And then the man to win will draw from the card sent in and award $100. Entries must be postmarked by midnight this Saturday. Then see you this Sunday at Connecticut Dragway.
Gee, I wonder whose voice that was.
$100.
The Big D is the top-down sound atop downtown in Hartford Town. Downtown, right?
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go.
WDRC in Hartford.
That
take tears.
Oh, cry 96 tears with question mark and the Mysterians, everybody. You know, a lot of songs from the summer of 66, I think, is that is one of the best summers for songs we've ever had. I really think so. That's just one of 96 tears by question mark and the Mysterians. 27 minutes past noon.
WDRC in Hartford.
Oh, yeah. Sound of the Supremes, everybody. Do you remember? Every love. Do it, do it.
I need love.